Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord, I know them and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. There was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before me." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The scribes and Pharisees of jealousy, they want to accuse Jesus. And that's where we have to remind ourselves, jealous can make us into temptation not to love, but to hate. Tell Jesus that we are weak. He said also, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me." So let us learn to follow Jesus, his voice, his word. Jesus is humble. He come to serve and not to be served. And try to live in this way. Don't be aware of what the other people think of you. Important is that we do according to the will of God. The rest is not important. And today also we memorize the Sister Teresa of Calcutta. He's a saint. She's a saint. When she was 17, she entered a convent. After 17 years, she got a new job, new vocation to start a new community. Mission of charity. So she served the poor, starting from Calcutta into the all of the world. They are the sister. She shared one small experience. When she was young, when she was eating, the mother told her, "Just remind yourself, whatever you eat, you have to share with other people. There are some people who do not have food to eat." And that's how she got this idea to serve the poor among the poor. And ask Teresa to give us the light to serve the people in need.